Hi, I'm Thomas Edward Richardson of Superman Radio 1. Here's a special report from Adora Johnson from the ever-popular podcast Good Talk. Also, she's from the Tom Richardson Morning Show doing a segment, Mama Made Recipes.
And I have here with me a few students, two of them from middle school and one from junior high school. And they will be giving me their view on what they think, which one they prefer, virtual learning compared to in-class learning. I have with me Taisha, Joshua, and Brandon. They all were so eager to give their opinion, so I had to do the little number game to play with them. So I guess a number, I said guess the number that I'm thinking from 1 through 20. So whoever guessed the number that I'm thinking goes first, and Brandon is the one that guessed it, and then so forth, and then that was Joshua, and then Takesha. And Brandon, he is from Covington, Louisiana, and he goes to school in Covington. And Taisha and Joshua, they both attend school here in Macomb. So Brandon will be giving his opinion on in-class learning compared to virtual learning. Brandon, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. So give me your view on which one you prefer, virtual learning compared to in-class learning, and why.
I prefer in-class learning because it's more visual, and when you're in class, the teacher can watch you better, teach you better, and the teacher's more focused on you and the other students. But if you're in virtual, some kids, they'll just not even show up because they know they can decide if they show up or not, or they could just sign up or just play their game. So they need to be in school so they'd be more focused.
Very good. Okay. Joshua, what's your view on that?
Well, good evening.
How are you doing, first of all?
Doing pretty good.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, my view is I would really like to do hands-on stuff, so I would have to say I would like to be in school when I'm learning. And yes, like Brandon said, some kids do not pay attention. So I'd rather do hands-on stuff than be on the computer, because you never know if you can hurt the computer and then you're going to have to pay for it. But really, I like to do hands-on stuff, and the kids can really learn and do more creative activities than just looking at the screen and writing down answers. And you really do get the answer out and interact with the teacher.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that. Takesha, did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Takesha, what's your view?
I like in-class learning better because nowadays, and with coronavirus going on, teachers are giving more handwork stuff, like paper out.
And homework?
Yeah, homework and stuff out instead of stuff on a computer. And with virtual, you can't really tell what the student's doing. Some people have internet connections. Some people may not have a computer, or they can't be provided by one by the school. And I feel like in-class learning is very better because the teacher can tell you what to do. They can help you if you need help with something. And then you won't have to miss any days, and you'll be able to walk across the stage.
Okay, now what about this? Now when you're doing the virtual training, can the teacher see you at all time what you're doing? Is there a way in which you can block them out where they don't know what you're doing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, tell me about that.
You can either put tape on your screen so your screen could be blurry or anything, or you can just turn your camera off.
Okay. Is there any other way?
Or you could just put your camera, you could just only see like the wall or a ceiling thing.
Man, what about you?
Well, you could turn off your camera, or you could either just log out of the Zoom completely, and then if you think that your second class is on, you can actually log on to that class.
And Brandon, you know a way in which you can not let the teacher know what you're doing? Why are you supposed to be doing virtual learning? Have you ever done that before? Have you played, goof off?
Well, I haven't, but I know many ways. You can, like, mess with the camera, be like, oh, teacher, my camera's not working. Sorry, you can't see me. He can just press the button so that it can't see him. Yeah.
Oh, man, you had something you want to say?
I was in class the other day. Or you could just slightly turn your camera so they can only see your face and not what you're doing on the paper. Or you could put your hands up like this and touch the screen.
So there's no way in which they can monitor if y'all are learning or not. So
yes, actually they could prevent you from turning off and on your camera only one time, but that's it.
Okay, one time? Tell me about that.
One time, how does that work? That means they have to get permission from the Zoom managers, and once they give them permission, they can do it how many times they want. But if they don't get permission, they only allow to do it one time.
That's what to keep them where they can't see you? That's what you're saying?
Yes.
And what you said, Brandon? I see Tata, everybody getting happy here. Brandon?
Yeah, like Man said, they can like mute you. They can cover your face so you don't do anything to mess up the class. And once you feel like it, they can unmute you and stuff like that.
And Tata, you want to say
if
something?
If they feel like you're a distraction, they can also put you in a waiting room where it's just by yourself, and they can depend if they want to take you and put you back in the class. And they can mute you and close your screen off or whatever. But you can, you know, undo what they did, and you'll just be going back and forth teaching until they kick you out the Zoom.
Well, let me ask you this. Brandon, from the virtual learning compared to the in-class learning, you think you learn more by virtual learning or in-class learning?
In-class learning.
What about you, Joshua?
In-class learning.
In-class learning.
Okay, so overall, hands down, you would say in-class learning.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, the computers.
Yes.
Now, if you need computers, and if you don't have one, how do you go about getting it?
Well,
Joshua?
If it's a small computer, you can either text them on class links or anything, or they're going to send it to you in the mail, or you can go up there by any type of vehicle and go up there to the school, pick it up, and they're going to give me a paper saying you got to do the packet or the computer.
Okay, what if your computer is broke or it has this malfunction some kind of way and you can't keep up with your classwork? What do you notify the teacher, the school? What's the procedure for that?
You have to notify the school so that you know that computer is broke and you won't have to even do no damage to it, so you won't have to pay for it. And they'll fix it, or they'll just give you another computer until that one is fixed.
So how long the time span that you get one back when it's broken and you let them know that it's not working? Joshua?
Well, it will probably be a day if they could trade it out, but if it's like completely broke, it's probably going to take like a week or more than a day.
Now that's interesting. You said a week, so classes are still going on.
Yes.
So how are you learning, how are you getting your homework done if you're...
Well, they would send you a packet, like I said earlier. They would already
so it's like a manual package that you have to do manually?
Yes, ma'am.
And then what do you do with that? Do you take
then,
that to school? Or?
Yes, ma'am. And then you're going to go up to the school. They're going to say, did you finish it? You're going to take it to them. Then they're going to give you a whole new packet for the next week until they, well, if they didn't fix your iPad.
Now, I know at one time they had all these little boxes out in the front of the classroom, look like newspaper stand.
Yes.
So you just drop it off in whatever grade your newspaper stand is on?
Yep, and get a new one.
Ah.
Well, since I'm in junior high,
Takesha?
My school is different.
Okay, how's high school? Middle school. Mm-hmm. You're in junior school, right? Okay, how's junior school?
We don't get packets. Say you got on quarantine, but you don't have a computer, your mom will have to contact the school and go pick that computer up for you. And they can give you, like, homework or any worksheets you need to do, but they don't just put in a packet anymore. And if you not on quarantine, you just don't have a computer and they don't have any available, you'll just have to wait until you get off and go to school and do all your missed work.
Okay, this is very interesting. So very educational. Brandon, you had something you want to say?
Yes. Since my school is different from their school, when my Chromebook broke, they would take like 10 days and then...
10 days?
Yeah, they're very slow.
Oh.
And then when I got the time that I don't have my Chromebook, I would just do nothing. And then when I get
So you're losing out on classroom time.
But when I get it back, the teacher just tell me to check in with a partner.
Do they check your work that you sent in? They don't check your work until you get with a partner?
Yeah, check with a partner.
Wow.
And the partner will keep get me up to speed.
Oh, okay, so it's like a partnership thing. Wow, that's interesting. Well, I agree with you guys. I think even though with this corona, it's not safe, but you're learning more by in-class learning because the teacher's there to keep an eye on you and keep you focused. Well, let me ask you this with the mask. I want to know how you feel about the mask. I'm going to get to you, Joshua. I know everybody's anxious and want to say something. Do you guys wear masks to your class?
Yes, ma'am.
I wear a mask, yes. And I don't keep it on.
Well.
Okay. Why you don't keep your mask on?
Because it'd be hard to breathe in that mask. And no offense to anybody out there, but once you start talking, it'd be getting hot.
I understand they get hot, but it's also safe. Maybe you need to change your mask because you got to be respectable of other people as well. Joshua?
I feel okay with wearing my mask, but when we're playing, I'd rather me just have like my nose sneaked out a little so where I breathe out, it just goes out and I get more air.
Well, you know, you can't do that because if you sneeze, you know, sneeze goes out like 6 feet, just like a cough. So that's the reason why they want you to bring it all the way up. Yeah. So it's full protection.
I
get like that.
We either put it right here.
Right.
Where the air can go out or all the way up here.
Yeah.
Prefer to put ours like 24 centimeters before the top of our nose.
Yeah, but you got to keep it over that nostril because that's where the germs is coming out. That's basically where they do that test too. They go in your nose. It starts in your nose. So you got to make sure your nose is covered and your mouth is covered. You want to say something?
With my school, most of the kids there don't even have their mask on. So they just like, as long as we have it like on where they can see the mask, we have masks.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you feel that the mask help protect you from the virus?
No.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because even with the shot, the coronavirus shot or whatever, they say it's supposed to help you not get it, but people are still dying at the season.
Well, no, let me correct you on that. They didn't say you didn't get it. They said it's to keep you from getting sick and dying from it. You know, where you don't have these serious side effects like the people that don't have the shot. Okay, Joshua?
I do believe that the mask does help because it can prevent germs from getting inside your body. Because it's literally just covering up all spaces that the germs can get in.
Right, because even though you don't want to wear the mask, and we know we're in a situation now where we don't have no control, we have to be respectful of our fellow man. You know, it's not all about our rights. And when it's a, you know, it kind of like put a damp on somebody else's right, then you got to kind of like stand back and, you know, and think about that. Brandon?
Yeah, I feel that masks are very helpful, but they do, like, some masks really hurt your ears.
I agree with you on that. Yeah.
And some, like, make it really hard to breathe, so that's why I use the blue mask. But they're very helpful, but they do have their climaxes.
They have their side effects, right? I agree with you.
And that's another reason why I don't like to put my mask on because it'd be like kind of cutting the circulation of my ears and stuff. Not to be taking it on and off because it'd be hurting.
Well, what you're going to have to do, and I've done the same thing in the beginning, I couldn't stand them either. I couldn't hardly breathe. When I first started them, oh, my goodness. I'm like, oh, I can't breathe with these things. But you got to get your body in self-condition. And when nobody's around you, where you got like maybe 6 to 12 spaces, feet away from somebody, take it down and then get a chance to breathe. But you got to keep that mask on to keep yourself safe. You know, that's very, very important. Even though we don't want to, but we in the situation now where we don't really have too much of a choice, okay?
That's correct.
So, is anything, anybody else have something they want to say before we wrap this up? Joshua?
Can we talk about the 3 feet?
The what?
3 feet distance.
The 3 feet? Okay. Oh, it's not 6 feet anymore? It's 3 feet?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what's 3 feet? Tell me about that.
Well,
it's a little closer.
So that You can sit 3 feet apart now, but as long as you have on your mask.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, I'm glad to know that. Well, all right, you heard it from the students.
Download the Idora Johnson Good Talk Podcast on Spotify, as well as weekdays at 7 a.m. on the Tom Richardson Morning Show. Download us and take us on the go. Stay in the know on Superman Radio. And remember, young people, show your minds and not your behinds, and do consider getting the shot. Hi, I'm Thomas Edward Richardson of Superman Radio 1. Here's a special report from Idora Johnson from the ever-popular podcast Good Talk. Also, she's from the Tom Richardson Morning Show doing a segment, Mama Made Recipes.
And I have here with me a few students, two of them from middle school and one from junior high school. And they will be giving me their view on what they think. Which one they prefer, virtual learning compared to in-class learning. I have with me Taisha, Joshua, and Brandon. They all were so eager to give their opinion, so I had to do the little number game to play with them. So I guess a number, I said guess the number that I'm thinking for 1 through 20. So whoever guessed the number that I'm thinking goes first, and Brandon is the one that guessed it, and then so forth, and then that was Joshua, and then Takesha. And Brandon, he is from Covington, Louisiana, and he goes to school in Covington. And Taisha and Joshua, they both attend school here in Macomb. So Brandon will be giving his opinion on in-class learning compared to virtual learning. Brandon, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. So give me your view on which one you prefer, virtual learning compared to in-class learning, and why.
I prefer in-class learning because it's more visual, and when you're in class, the teacher can watch you better, teach you better, and the teacher's more focused on you and the other students. But if you're in virtual, some kids, they'll just not even show up because they know they can decide if they show up or not, or they could just sign up or just play their game. So they need to be in school so they'd be more focused.
Very good. Okay. Joshua, what's your view on that?
Well, good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing, first of all? I'm doing
pretty good.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, my view is I would really like to do hands-on stuff, so I would have to say I would like to be in school when I'm learning. And yes, like Brandon said, some kids do not pay attention, so I'd rather do hands-on stuff than be on the computer, because you never know if you can hurt the computer and then you're gonna have to pay for it. But really, I like to do hands-on stuff, and the kids can really learn and do more creative activities than just looking at the screen and writing down answers. And you really do get to answer out and interact with the teacher.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that. Takesha, did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Takesha, what's your view?
I like in-class learning better because nowadays, and with coronavirus going on, teachers are giving more handwork stuff, like paper out.
Homework
and stuff out instead of stuff on a computer. And with virtual, you can't really tell what the student is doing. Some people have internet connections. Some people may not have a computer, or they can't be provided by one by the school. And I feel like in-class learning is very better because the teacher can tell you what to do. They can help you if you need help with something. And then you won't have to miss any days, and you'll be able to walk across the stage.
Okay, now what about this? Now when you were doing the virtual training, can the teacher see you at all time what you're doing? Is there a way in which you can block them out where they don't know what you're doing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, tell me about that.
You can either put tape on your screen so you, like your screen could be blurry or anything, or you can just turn your camera off.
Okay. Is there any other way?
Or you could just put your, to where your camera, you could just only see like the wall or ceiling thing.
And ma'am, what about you?
Well, you could turn off your camera, or you could either just log out of the Zoom completely, and then if you think that your second class is on, you can actually log on to that class.
And Brandon, you know a way in which you can not let the teacher know what you're doing? Why are you supposed to be doing virtual learning? Have you ever done that before? Have you played, you know, goof off?
Well, I haven't, but I know many ways. You can, like, mess with the camera, be like, oh, teacher, my camera's not working. Sorry, you can't see me. He can just press the button that he can't see him. Yeah.
Man, you had something you want to say?
I was in class the other day. Or you could just slightly turn your camera so they can only see your face and not what you're doing on the paper. Or you could put your hands up like this and touch the screen.
So there's no way in which they can monitor if y'all are learning or not. So
yes, actually they could prevent you from turning off and on your camera only one time, but that's it.
Okay, one time? Tell me about that.
One time, how does that work? That means they have to get permission from the Zoom managers, and once they give them permission, they can do it how many times they want. But if they don't get permission, they only allow to do it one time.
That's what, to keep them where they can't see you? That's what you're saying?
Yes.
And what you said, Brandon? I see Tata, everybody getting happy here. Brandon?
Yeah, like Man said, they can, like, mute you. They can cover your face so you don't do anything to mess up the class. And once you feel like it, they can unmute you and stuff like that.
And Tata, you want to say
if
something?
If they feel like you're a distraction, they can also put you in a waiting room where it's just by yourself, and they can depend if they want to take you and put you back in the class. And they can mute you and close your screen off or whatever. But you can, you know, undo what they did, and you'll just be going back and forth teaching until they kick you out the Zoom.
Well, let me ask you this. Brandon, from the virtual learning compared to the in-class learning, you think you learn more by virtual learning or in-class learning?
In-class learning.
What about you, Joshua?
In-class learning.
In-class learning.
Okay, so overall, hands down, you would say in-class learning.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, the computers.
Yes.
Now, if you need computers, and if you don't have one, how do you go about getting it?
Well,
Joshua?
If it's a small computer, you can either text them on class links or anything, or they're going to send it to you in the mail, or you can go up there by any type of vehicle and go up there to the school, pick it up, and they're going to give me a paper saying you got to do the packet or the computer.
Okay, what if your computer is broke or it has this malfunction some kind of way and you can't keep up with your classwork? What do you notify the teacher, the school? What's the procedure for that?
You have to notify the school so that you know that computer is broke and you won't have to, you can do no damage to it, so you won't have to pay for it. And they'll fix it, or they'll just give you another computer until that one is fixed.
So how long the time span that you get one back when it's broken and you let them know that it's not working? Joshua?
Well, it will probably be a day if they could trade it out, but if it's like completely broke, it's probably going to take like a week or more than a day.
Now that's interesting. You said a week, so classes are still going on.
Yes.
So how are you learning, how are you getting your homework done if you're...
Well, they would send you a packet, like I said earlier. They would already
so it's like a manual package that you have to do manually?
Yes, ma'am.
And then what do you do with that? Do you take
then,
that to school? Or?
Yes, ma'am. And then you're going to go up to the school. They're going to say, did you finish it? You're going to take it to them. Then they're going to give you a whole new packet for the next week until they, well, if they didn't fix your iPad.
Now, I know at one time they had all these little boxes out in the front of the classroom, the like newspaper stand.
Yes.
So you just drop it off in whatever grade your newspaper stand is on.
Get a new one.
Ah.
Well, since I'm in junior high,
Takesha?
My school is different.
Okay, how's high school? I mean middle school. Mm-hmm. You're in junior school, right? Okay, how's junior school?
We don't get packets. If say you got on quarantine, but you don't have a computer, your mom will have to contact the school and go pick that computer up for you. And they can give you, like, homework or any worksheets you need to do, but they don't just put in a packet anymore. And if you not on quarantine, you just don't have a computer and they don't have any available, you'll just have to wait until you get off and go to school and do all your missed work.
Okay, this is very interesting. So very educational. Brandon, you had something you want to say?
Yes. Since my school is different from their school, when my Chromebook broke, they would take like 10 days and then...
10 days?
Yeah, they're very slow.
Oh.
And then when I got my... the time that I don't have my Chromebook, I would just do nothing. And then when I get
So you're losing out on classroom time.
But when I get it back, the teacher just tell me to check in with a partner.
Do they check your work that you sent in? They don't check your work? Did they tell you get with a partner?
Yeah, check with a partner.
Wow.
And the partner will keep get me up to speed.
Oh, okay. So it's like a partnership thing. Wow. That's interesting. Well, I agree with you guys. I think even though with this corona, it's not safe, but you're learning more by in-class learning because the teacher's there to keep an eye on you and keep you focused. Well, let me ask you this with the mask. I want to know how you feel about the mask. I'm going to get to you, Joshua. I know everybody's anxious and want to say something. Do you guys wear masks to your class?
Yes, ma'am.
I wear a mask, yes. And I don't keep it on.
Well,
okay. Why you don't keep your mask on?
Because it'd be hard to breathe in that mask. And no offense to anybody out there, but once you start talking, it'd be getting hot.
I understand it get hot, but it's also safe. Maybe you need to change your mask because you got to be respectable of other people as well. Joshua?
I feel okay with wearing my mask, but when we're playing, I'd rather me just have like my nose sneaked out a little so where I breathe out, it just goes out and I get more air.
Well, you know, you can't do that because if you sneeze, you know, sneeze goes out like 6 feet, just like a cough. So that's the reason why they want you to bring it all the way up. Yeah. So it's full protection. I get like that.
We either put it right here.
Right.
Where the air can go out or all the way up here.
Yeah.
Prefer to put ours like 24 centimeters before the top of our nose.
Yeah, but you got to keep it over that nostril because that's where the germs is coming out. That's basically where they do that test too. They go in your nose. It starts in your nose. So you got to make sure your nose is covered and your mouth is covered. You want to say something?
With my school, most of the kids there don't even have their mask on. So they just like, as long as we have it like on where they can see the mask, we have masks.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you feel that the mask help protect you from the virus?
No.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because even with the shot, the coronavirus shot or whatever, they say it's supposed to help you not get it, but people are still dying at the season.
Well, no, let me correct you on that. They didn't say you didn't get it. They said it's to keep you from getting sick and dying from it. You know, where you don't have these serious side effects like the people that don't have the shot. Okay, Joshua?
I do believe that the mask does help because it can prevent germs from getting inside your body. Because it's literally just covering up all spaces that the germs can get in.
Right, because even though you don't want to wear the mask, and we know we're in a situation now where we don't have no control, we have to be respectful of our fellow man. You know, it's not all about our rights. And when it's a, you know, it kind of like put a damp on somebody else's right, then you got to kind of like stand back and, you know, and think about that. Brandon?
Yeah, I feel that masks are very helpful, but they do, like, some masks really hurt your ears.
I agree with you on that. Yeah.
And some, like, make it really hard to breathe, so that's why I use the blue mask. But they're very helpful, but they do have their climaxes.
they have this side effect, Smiley. I agree with you.
And that's another reason why I don't like to put my mask on, because it'd be like kind of cutting the circulation of my ears and stuff. Not to be taking it on and off because it'd be hurting.
Well, what you're going to have to do, and I've done the same thing. In the beginning, I couldn't stand them either. I couldn't hardly breathe. When I first started them, oh, my goodness. I'm like, oh, I can't breathe with these things. But you got to get your body in self-condition. And when nobody's around you, where you got like maybe 6 to 12 spaces, feet away from somebody, take it down and then get a chance to breathe. But you got to keep that mask on to keep yourself safe. You know, that's very, very important. Even though we don't want to, but we in the situation now where we don't really have too much of a choice, okay?
That's correct.
So, is anything, anybody else have something they want to say before we wrap this up? Joshua?
Can we talk about the 3 feet?
The what?
3 feet distance.
The 3 feet? Okay. Oh, it's not 6 feet anymore? It's 3 feet?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what's 3 feet? Tell me about that.
Well,
it's a little closer.
So that you can sit 3 feet apart now. But as long as you have on your mask.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, I'm glad to know that. Well, all right, you heard it from the students.
Download the Idora Johnson Good Talk Podcast on Spotify, as well as weekdays at 7 a.m. on the Tom Richardson Morning Show. Download us and take us on the go. Stay in the know on Superman Radio. And remember, young people, show your minds and not your behinds, and do consider getting the shot.